The World Beyond by Ray Cummings. Chapter 1. The old woman was dying. There could be no doubt of it now. Surely she would not last through the night. In the dim, quiet bedroom he sat watching her, his young face grim and awed. Pathetic business, this ending of earthly life, this passing on. In the silence, from the living room downstairs, the gay laughter of the young people at the birthday party came floating up. His birthday party, Lee Anthony, 21 years old today. He had thought he would feel very different, becoming legally a man. But the only difference now was that old Anna Green, who had always been so good to him, who had taken care of him almost all his life, now was dying. Terrible business. But old age is queer. Anna knew what was happening. The doctor, who had given Lee the medicines and said he would be back in the morning, hadn't fooled her, and she had only smiled. Lee tensed as he saw that she was smiling now, and she opened her eyes. His hand went to hers, where it lay, so white, blue-veined, on the white bedspread. "I'm here, Anna. Feel better?" "Oh, yes, I'm all right." Her faint voice, gently tired, mingled with the sounds from the party downstairs. She heard the laughter. "You should be down there, Lee. I'm all right." "I should have postponed it," he said. "And what you did, preparing for it?" She interrupted him, raising her thin arm, which must have seemed so heavy that at once she let it fall again. "Lee, I guess I'm glad you're here. Want to talk to you, and I guess it better be now." "Tomorrow. You're too tired now." "For me," she said with her gentle smile, "there may not be any tomorrow. Not here. Your grandfather, Lee, you really don't remember him?" "I was only 4 or 5. "Yes, that's when your father and mother died in the aero accident, and your grandfather brought you to me." Very vaguely he could remember it. He had always understood that Anna Green had loved his grandfather, who had died that same year. "What I want to tell you, Lee," she seemed summoning all her last remaining strength, "your grandfather didn't die. He just went away. What you've never known, he was a scientist, but he was a lot more than that. He had dreams. Dreams of what we mortals might be, what we ought to be, but are not. And so he went away." The dying old woman, her mind was wandering. "Oh, yes," Lee said, "but you're much too tired now, Anna dear. Please let me tell you. He had some scientific apparatus. I didn't see it. I don't know where he went. I think he didn't know either where he was going. But he was a very good man, Lee. I think he had an intuition, an inspiration. Yes, it must have been that. A man inspired. And so he went. I've never seen or heard from him since. Yet, what he promised me, if he could accomplish it, tonight, almost now, Lee, would be the time." Just a desperately sick old woman whose blurred mind was seeing visions. The thin, wrinkled face, like crumpled white parchment, was transfigured as though by a vision. Her sunken eyes were bright with it. A wonderment stirred within Lee Anthony. Why was his heart pounding? It seemed suddenly as though he must be sharing this unknown thing of science and mysticism. As though something within him, his grandfather's blood perhaps, was responding. He felt suddenly, wildly excited. "Tonight," he murmured. "Your grandfather was a very good man, Lee. And you, Anna, all my life, I have known how good you are. Not like most women. You're just all gentleness, just kindness." That was, maybe, just an inspiration from him. Her face was bright with it. "I've tried to bring you up the way he told me. And what I must tell you now, about tonight, I mean, because I may not live to see it."